power vacuum seems to be developing in three significant nations at a crucial juncture in world affairs. Where this will lead when it shakes out could impact the lives of millions of people. Who will emerge to lead the world into the future? You're listening to Longitude. It's Thursday, May 3rd, 2007. I'm Darris McNeely. Within weeks, Great Britain will have a new prime minister. If anyone still had doubts, this past Tuesday, Prime Minister Tony Blair said that he will shortly be leaving office, almost certainly to be replaced by his finance minister, Gordon Brown. Prime Minister Blair will announce the exact date next week. It's been 10 years since Prime Minister Blair came to office. To the cheers of an assembled crowd, the bright-eyed Mr. Blair walked into Downing Street as the youngest prime minister since 1812. His arrival ended many years of Conservative Party rule, much of it dominated by Margaret Thatcher. Now, what has happened in those 10 years for Great Britain has been largely good. Their economy has been strong, and today London is one of the most expensive cities in the world, it still continues to be a magnet for people from other European countries and the developing world. People seek to improve their lives and enter Great Britain every single day from all over the world. The biggest question ahead will be the relationship Gordon Brown develops with President George Bush and thus the American people. Some are advising Mr. Brown to distance himself from this side of the Atlantic, something that may be hard to do since Mr. Brown loves to vacation each summer on the East Coast. The British and American relationship is perhaps the most crucial in all history. What these two English-speaking nations and those closely associated with them have done for the past 250 years is just something short of amazing. I've been reading a book recently entitled A History of the English-Speaking People Since 1900, written by Andrew Roberts. This book just came out late last year. It's a fascinating book. Really, it picks up the story that ended in Winston Churchill's books and series of the same name, A History of the English-Speaking Peoples, which ended essentially at about 1900. Andrew Roberts has done a remarkable job in putting this volume together of chronicling the story and the impact of America and Great Britain and other English-speaking countries on the world in the 20th century and on into the 21st century. It's a fascinating story. I'll be talking more about that, I'm sure, as I come back to it in other topics here and on the WNP online. But let's go back to this thread here. America is also a country that is in an interesting situation with a potential power vacuum developing. We are in the midst of a very early campaign season. It's the earliest campaign start in my memory. Many candidates are vying for their party's nomination, and the center of the debate for right now is the Iraq War. The country is divided over this costly long-term engagement, and the political power of the president hangs in the balance. This week, Congress signed a war funding bill that called for troop withdrawal from Iraq to begin this year. As promised, President Bush vetoed the bill. This battle over funding and commitment is sending signals abroad to both friend and foe that there is a very serious division in the country and in the country's will to continue in Iraq. The consequences of this serious issue is critical to the people of Iraq, to American troops, and to America's role as a world leader. The third country experiencing a crisis is the State of Israel. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert is under a withering attack for his handling of last summer's war with Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The front page of today's Financial Times has a picture. Olmert defiant. Israeli PM refuses to quit. He has been under a great deal of pressure this week to step down, but it does not appear, at least at this point, that he intends to step down from the job. But what this is doing is creating another crisis of confidence in the leadership there in Israel, and that is very serious, as many reports are indicating some very serious developments on the horizon there. Last year, during the war with Hezbollah, for weeks, the cities and the people of northern Israel endured rocket attacks from the Iranian-backed radical group, whose avowed aim is to destroy Israel. A report issued this week that charges the Olmert government with going to war without a clear plan and mishandling the war's progress is now tying their hands and creating a great deal of a lack of confidence there. There are calls for the prime minister's resignation, and all of this is coming amid signs that Hezbollah has rearmed and is intent on another round of fighting in the coming months. The question is, will Israel's enemies seek an advantage while this crisis develops? These three nations are part of a larger prophetic understanding of world affairs at the close of the age. Many prophecies of the Bible speak of the role of the English-speaking peoples in our day. Our booklet, The United States and Britain in Prophecy, gives a lot of the details. It's important and it's vital to watch and understand the outcome of these three events that are taking place right now and how they shape up over the coming months. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeil.